It's a very grey day here in Wales this morning, and I've come out early to my studio with my morning tea. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April, and I've got my 19th micro podcast for you. Yesterday, I was telling you that I've just got some new bookshelves for my studio. Some friends kindly came over at the weekend, and I bribed them with bacon sandwiches, and they helped me put it together. And yesterday I was unpacking some boxes of books that have been in storage for a long time and putting them on the shelves. And it was quite nice seeing all these books, some of which I haven't looked at for a very long time. So today I thought I'd just mention three books that I found yesterday that kind of brought back some happy memories. The first book is a very old one indeed. I had my first copy of it back in the very early 80s, I think. But I wonder if I can see, have a look when it was published. It's The Country Diary of an Edwardian Lady. It was actually first published in 1977, so it could well have been the late 70s that I first saw it. And it's kind of the very first drawn diary journal that I saw, I suppose. And it kind of inspired me to make a very bad attempt at copying it. I remember going on holiday to Guernsey and taking some watercolour pencils and a pad and making very bad drawings and writing a very flamboyant script about the things I was seeing. I bought the copy I've got now, I think, a couple of years ago in a charity shop, but I imagine that it's kind of all over the place. Certainly worth getting hold of if you've not seen before. It's a very nice little book, and I remember at the time it kind of led to an awful lot of merchandise. In fact, I don't remember much of the way of merchandising before this. Perhaps Star Wars had lots of merchandising, but I think The Country Diary of an Edwardian Lady had an awful lot. I mean, I remember placemats and tea cosies and bedspreads and curtains. So it's kind of a forerunner of what was to come, I think. But anyway, lovely book and certainly quite a bit of inspiration. The second book I wanted to mention is quite a classic. You've probably heard of it. It's Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards. This copy someone very, very kindly sent me a few years ago when I first started blogging, and I'd not actually seen it before then. I think there's a much more up-to-date copy out now. But it's a lovely book for starting to draw with, and it kind of builds confidence, kind of shows very simple techniques for learning to draw. A couple, one is that she teaches to draw kind of the outside of things, which is quite an interesting idea. I think perhaps when you first start to draw, you're kind of overwhelmed with things that you're looking at, and she kind of suggests that you look for shapes in the things that you draw, perhaps around the shapes from around the outside of things. If you're looking at a bottle, for instance, you could look at the side of the bottle and how it sort of kind of intersects with the wall behind it and draw that shape, rather than trying to draw the idea of a bottle. And she also has another great exercise where she encourages you to draw from a photograph upside down. And I know I've done this one in classes with people quite a lot, and it's remarkable the results people get. It's definitely a very, very clever technique, and it kind of starts to raise confidence that actually anyone can really draw. As soon as you kind of forget the thing you're drawing, trying to draw an idea of a thing, but rather draw what you see, you find you can do it, which is wonderful. So that's Betty Edwards' Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. I think the new copy is called The New Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain. But definitely, if you're new to drawing, or would like to draw, definitely worth getting hold of. And, excuse me, talking about seeing, drawing what you see, the other book I wanted to mention, I've actually picked up two by the same author, is Frederick Frank's classic book, The Zen of Seeing. And it's a lovely, a bit like The Diary of an Edwardian Lady, it's a handwritten book, which kind of got me onto the idea, I suppose, of writing, of doing handwriting along with drawings. And again, it really is just about learning to see, and it's again a lovely, lovely book to read. I've also found on the shelf another book by Frederick Frank called Zen Seeing and Zen Drawing. And I would say, again, if you're new to drawing or would like to draw, definitely worth getting hold of that. Okay, I'm about to run out of time, so I shall stop, but I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye bye.